Don't look now, but the Grizzlies are getting hot at the right time. After a painful 9-game losing streak in the middle portion of the season, the Grizzlies have won 3 in a row, defeating each of the other 3 teams in the Arena Lacrosse League West Division in the process. Read also, after 9 losses in a row, Grizzlies get 2 wins in Arena Lacrosse League action. The most recent victory came on Wednesday, March 13, at Langley Events Center as they posted a 12-11 overtime win over the Blackfish, never trailing in the contest, as they improved to 5-9 with 1 game to go in the regular season. Blackfish, with a 4-minute power play in the final minute of regulation, scored with less than 8 seconds to play to extend the game, and while still enjoying the man advantage, they had a chance at the winner, but instead it was the Grizzlies' Nash Moog scooping up a loose ball and scoring on a breakaway. It was tough at the start, admitted Kyle Brunch about the losing streak which erased a 2-1 start to the season for the team. But once the game started getting closer, we knew we were on the right track. He was referencing the team's final 5 games of that losing streak where the defeats came by a combined 6 goals. Brunch has been a big reason for the team's turnaround as he scored 4 times and finished with 5 points in the overtime win, and this marked his 7th straight multi-goal game, and he has found the back of the net 26 times in that span. The chemistry is hitting on cylinders right now. Everyone is playing for each other. We are all working hard for each other, and I am just finishing my chances, he said about not only his individual success but also the team finding its stride. We are coming together as a team just in time for playoffs. Nothing better than looking back at photos from a big win. pic.twitter.com/FHS0IL3F2 Grizzlies Lacrosse Club, at Grizzlies_all, March 14, 2024. In Wednesday's win, the Grizzlies, who never trailed, were ahead 10-7 early in the fourth quarter before the Blackfish struck for 4 of the next 5 goals to extend the game beyond 60 minutes. While Brunch led the way with his 4-goal game, goaltender Braden Wandler was stellar in net as his team was outshot 63-48. Sekani Baker, 2-1, Pearson Willis, 1-3, Drew Kask, 1-2, Brian Smith, 1-1, Dylan McCormick, 1-0, and Moog, 1-0, had the rest of the offense. Brunch and Willis were the first and third stars on the night, respectively. For the Blackfish, Chase McIntyre was the second star with a 3-goal, 6-point game, while Ethan Malott, 2-3, and Connor Watson, 2-2, both had 2-goal outings. Josh Mills and Brian Gillis each had a goal and 2 assists, while Laszlo Henning, 1-1, and Connor Abrams, 1-0, rounded out the scoring. Dave Mather stopped 36 of 48 shots. Read also, after a slow start, Eagles come back to beat Spray. All West regular season wraps up on Sunday, March 17, with the Blackfish, 6-8, playing the Sea Spray, 8-6, at 1 p.m. followed by the Shooting Eagles, 9-5, and the Grizzlies, 5-9, at 4 p.m.